When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and in today's English episode, we are going to be looking at adjectives and adverbs. So really quickly, what are adjectives and adverbs? So they are what are called modifiers. So they modify different things. They can modify verbs and nouns and so on, okay? So that is the part of speech that they're considered. So we'll begin with an adverb. An adverb is a part of speech that modifies verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. And here's something really important. It answers the questions how, when, and where. So adverbs can even modify a verb to make it negative. And some examples of negative adverbs include the words not and never. Those are considered negative adverbs. Now, adjectives are a part of speech that modify nouns and pronouns. And it answers different questions. It answers the question, how many, whose, which one, or what kind. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a couple paragraphs and we're going to go through the different kinds of adverbs and adjectives that each paragraph contains. Now, these small paragraph clips are taken from a very, very popular American book. It's called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. This is like an American classic. So if you guys are ever looking for a book to read, I highly recommend this. Now, with this first paragraph, we're going to be focused on adverbs. Okay, so remember, we're going to be asking the questions how, when, where, and looking at modifying verbs and adjectives and other adverbs. Okay, so here we go. Paragraph number one. This desire suddenly came upon Tom one day. He sallied out to find Joe Harper, but failed of success. Next, he sought Ben Roger. He had gone fishing. Presently, he stumbled upon Huck Finn, the red-handed. Huck would answer. Tom took him to a private place and opened the matter to him confidentially. Huck was willing. Huck was always willing. Now, we're going to look for the adverbs in this paragraph. So let's begin with the question. Did you see when the desire to seek buried treasure came upon Tom? When? So our adverb is suddenly. The adverb suddenly answers the question when. Now let's look at our next question. Did you notice where he sallied to find Joe Harper? Where? And the adverb that answers the question, where, is out. Now, did you observe how Tom opens the matter to Huck? How does he open this matter to Huck? He does it confidentially. So the adverb is confidentially. And some other adverbs that modify verbs in this paragraph include the words presently and always. Okay, so these adverbs modify the verbs so the reader understands more about the action. Now we're going to go into our second paragraph, but this time we're going to look at the adjectives and not the adverbs. So let's get started with paragraph number two. They always bury it under a haunted house, or on an island, or under a dead tree that's got one limb sticking out. Well, we've tried Jackson's Island a little, and we can try it again sometime. And there is the old haunted house up the Still Hill branch, and there's lots of dead limb trees, dead loads of them. Huck's eyes glowed. So now we're going to look carefully to see if you can find the adjectives that are modifying nouns. How many? So instead of answering the question how, we're looking at the question how many. So how many limbs does the dead tree have? And the answer is one limb. Now, one describes the limb, just one of them. That's our adjective. Now, the next question, whose island have they tried? They've tried Jackson's Island. So the word Jackson describes which or whose island. Which house is it? The answer is the haunted house. So haunted describes the house being the noun. So if we replace the word haunted with beautiful, then that is describing the noun house, a beautiful house. If we change the word to old, then we know that the house is an old house because house is the noun and the adjectives in English will always come prior to the noun. In some languages, the adjectives come after the noun. However, in English, the adjectives always come before the noun. Now, let's keep looking. So what kind of trees are there? What kind? Well, there are dead limb trees. And dead limb explains what kind of tree it is. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the word dead limb, it's just the branches that are dead. So you can, another word for branch is limb, okay? Dead limbs. So there are dead branches. So essentially the tree is just dead. And so there's several adjectives here, and there's a few article adjectives. Now, article adjectives are the three articles in English, a, and the. Yes, those are actually considered adjectives because they are describing the nouns. Which nouns? Is it an apple or is it the apple? So those are also considered adjectives. And adjectives modify the nouns so that the reader can gain a clearer picture. So I hope you guys found this lesson to be useful. Don't forget to join me on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. You can search for my name, English Teacher Monica, and I'll have more lessons for you guys soon. Have a wonderful day.